Tim, just back to your I'm no maths professor text message. I did get it wrong. It was 8 games of the last 24. You said, what are the bottom 8 teams doing? Be good if the bottom 8 teams just had the last 3 weeks off, wouldn't it? Just had a rest.
No, I've lost. Just this conversation. I don't know what the number. I've got no idea. I can only look as far as Thursday night. South are playing Penrith, and after that, I'm not sure. Let's go to the McDonald Jones Open Line, 1300 01 1170. Invite you to call in. Plenty of great prizes to give away today. We'd love to get reaction on the Cameron Serraldo signing 5 years at the Bulldogs. Oh, that's like 3 more iPhones. Junior Smithy is there, Brandy.
Junior.
Smith.
Good morning, boys. On the Cameron Serraldo, I reckon it's actually a very good deal. I think we've got to invest in a long-term coach. You see the benefits of Trent Robinson and the fact of Trey Delvey, and if Serraldo can just get that time to really gel with his coaching staff and that, it'd be a good deal. And I hope they keep Mick Potter as one of his assistants.
That will be interesting to see what team he puts around himself. I don't know if Mick Potter will still be there, but I guess my only thing about a 5-year deal for an untried coach would be, well, why don't we go for 3 years? And then if he's as good as what everyone thinks he is, and I think he is, he'll be as successful as what people are talking about. There's no doubt, you know, the hype around Cameron Serraldo has been... well, it's been big. You know, he's been the number one man. He turned the Tigers down. He's gone with the Bulldogs. After proving himself for 3 years, then you might go for a 5-year deal.
Now, Junior Smithy, because you are the first caller through on the McDonald Jones Open Line, we have a $100 Adidas golf gift voucher to give you. How good's that?
Thank you very much, Dad. Sounds great.
Are you on the way to work at the moment? Oh, hang on. There's rattling around. Hope you've got everything secured on the back of the ute there, Junior. Where are you driving to?
I'm actually starting to work at 3 o'clock this morning. I've driven up from Sydney to Newcastle, just on the back road past Raymond Terrace right now. In the truck.
All right. Well, I know the road well. I know the road well around the back of Raymond Terrace. You take it easy, drive safely, and you got yourself a prize listening into Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Junior Smithy on the McDonald Jones Open Line, 1300 01 1170. Brandy, react to this one. Rabbits can win this even from fifth. It's going to be some good sides finish outside the four, Brandy.
Yeah.
South Sydney could be one of them.
Yeah, the Roosters will finish outside the four. The Bunnies, they've got a tough run. But, yeah, if they... history's there to be broken, Vossie. I know it's said that you have to finish in the top four. It's certainly a big advantage. But I don't think it's impossible for teams to win from outside the eight. So, Souths are going good enough to do that.
All right, there's a reaction there. Cameron Serraldo to coach Manchester United is a suggestion on the text. Then we'd have Serraldo coaching Ronaldo. Wouldn't it be? Ronaldo's here. He's here.
Yeah. No? This one. If Cronulla finish second, and it's highly likely, then where do they play their home semi?
Well, they can't play down there at home.
No, it's 10,000,
11,000. You can't play there.
No.
Okay, let's have a think about that.
Where
then.
Do they what, play?
The new Allianz Stadium. Can you get a booking? Probably. Can you get a booking on a week's notice for the new stadium? Maybe you can't. What else is on there?
Well, where else do they play? What, a core? No.
No.
Where else would they play?
They're certainly not going to play Cogra. Not going to play Cogra. So, good question. I suppose you have to go Allianz if you can get the booking. If you can get the booking. Because you're not going to know until, you know, less than 7 days away. So can you just turn up and play there? I don't know. When's Bruno Mars here? He's not till October, is he?
Surely they can jag a semi-final there.
Yeah, okay. How many would they get then? If they played semis here before, I don't know.
20,000?
20,000, that'd be disappointing. You don't want
Westie says goals were scored, and we're talking Man United and Brentford, 10th, 18th, 30th, and 35th. So long, my Dutch friend, says Westie.
Go West. Where would he go, West? From? He'd have to go out to Ireland, wouldn't he? Yeah. So 10th and 18th, so 2-0 down after 18 minutes against Brentford. 3-0 down after 30. 4-0 down, 7 away from half time. That is one of the more extraordinary scorelines for a heavyweight that I've ever seen. This one, if Parramatta really want to have a chance of winning a premiership before Haley's Comet visits again, maybe they should consider hiring a coach. Oh, Adam. Yeah, this is the text line is not a nice place, is it? Adam's just speared Brad Arthur there. Speared him.
Well, it does seem like a long time ago, Friday night, but 26-0. It was
putrid.
Wasn't good watching.
It was putrid.
For the Eels. This one, got a whisper coming out of Manly that an immortal son will take the reins of the Seagulls next year. Now, Desi is the coach next year, isn't it? And Des, all the talk about Des's contract is an extension for 24.
Yep.
Pretty Des is signed for next year. So the whisper wouldn't be right. The immortal son, which would be Brett Fulton, won't be taking the reins next year. Maybe the year after.
Really?
Well,
is he that highly thought of as a coach?
Yes, I think he is in Manly. Yeah.
You're in the area,
yeah.
All right, okay. There's a whisper. Okay, that's what was that segment we launched last week with you, Brandy? We're going to do a few things with you,
Make Brandy angry.
Make Brandy angry. We can do that again if you like.
Why don't you just drop off, Fossey?
there we go. I think that is you angry.
You could go the way of Erik ten Hag. Back to Holland.
Now, we've got here the Manly bus. It's a bus we haven't spoken about. We've spoken about the Dragons bus. But the Western Sydney Eagle says the Manly bus has been found in a Gold Coast back street burnt out on bricks. Another complete shitbox like the Dragons one. The bus.
Oh,
your season
good.
Is defined with the bus and the Manly and the Dragons bus.
That bus has crashed.
Well, the Manly bus is bad. I mean, that was smashed.
Michelle looked like a team that was ready for holidays,
Was playing on the Gold Coast.
They were in the off-season mode. I think they're probably worried more about packing their jeans for the trip rather than
the marble wash jeans for a Gold Coast trip. That was the old Cowboys line. We've got Michelle Bishop coming up with a sports update. Keep the calls and the texts coming. The open line number right here on the Home of Sport is 1-300-01-1170. You can text 0457-736-736. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on 1170 SEN and right across the network. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.